Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
They are coming for you.
It's not for me. They've gone past. What's keeping Compo? They should have been here by now.
Why don't you try and phone him again?
Yeah, anything to keep you happy. His bleeding phone's off. Me gut's telling me something's up. Come away from the window.
I can look out me own window.
Get away from it.
Look it. If I want to walk out me own front door, you won't stop me.
Go on. Try it. What's stopping you?
Not you anyway. You're just a big mouth. People with the biggest mouths usually have the smallest brains.
Ah, shut up. I'm trying to think.
With what?
You'd better shut your mouth and sit down if you know what's good for you. Because I'm not leaving here empty-handed. Now get that into your thick skull.
You won't tell me what to do in my own house, sir.
And where are you going now?
Upstairs.
Well, don't be long. It's about bleeding time you answered.
Is this Knuckles?
And who's this?
This is Sergeant.
What are you doing upstairs? Come down here, now.
I can't go any faster.
Hurry up.
You said you'd leave as soon as you got the money. Well, there's 5,000 for you. Take it and get out of here.
5 grand. Well, that's a start.
Well, Massey doesn't know anything about it.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Would you get out of here and take that other fella with you?
What other fella? It's every man for himself now.
What are you doing?
You're coming with me.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Just stop it. Oh, stop. You're hurting me.
You're coming with me, whether you like it or not.
This is the sergeant. Open the door.
Sergeant.
Shut up.
Mrs. O'Callaghan, are you all right?
I'm not harmed.
Yes. Jesus, I hope you've said your prayers this morning. Another word out of you and I'll bleed and slit your throat.
I'm coming in.
No one's coming in. Don't try it. I'll slit her throat.
Let Mrs. O'Callaghan go and we can talk.
No talking.
Give yourself up. We've your sidekick in custody.
Bloody rat. Get back from the door where I can see you.
I'm moving back. Come outside and we can talk.
What are you going to do now? I don't know why you're looking around like. There's only one way out and that's the front door.
Yeah, and we're going out the door and you're going to do what I tell you.
Or what? Oh, let me go. You're joking.
You make one move and you'll get this in the ribs. I've got nothing to lose. Now come on. Do what you're told and you won't get hurt.
Everybody stay back.
Get back. Come on, move back. There's nothing to see here. Move back over
there. If anyone comes near me, I'll snap her neck.
If you hurt my mother, by God, boy, I'll snap her. I'll kill you myself.
What is it you want?
I want to get to the Jeep, and I don't want anyone to come near me.
I can do that. On one condition. Hand over the knife.
I'm not handing over me knife. Do you think I'm stupid or something?
No, I don't think you're stupid.
Good. Now tell those pigs to get away from my Jeep. If anyone makes a move on me, I'll stab her through the heart.
Let her go, you coward.
Stay back. I don't want anyone coming up behind me.
Ah, give yourself up, man. You won't get far. Let's talk. Let Mrs. O'Callaghan go.
Let my mother go. It's me you want. I'm willing to go with you in exchange for my mother.
Good try. Do you think I'm a fool?
Be God, no, I couldn't say for sure. I don't know you well enough.
Serge, can't we rush him?
No. The safety of everyone, and especially Mrs. O'Callaghan, is my priority. I can't put anyone at risk. Knuckles, can I call you
that? Can I call you pig?
Tell me what you need, and I'll get it for you. Tell me what you need.
Are you tick or something? I don't want anyone to come between me and the Jeep. Mossy! Get out of my way.
You've got to go through me first, boy.
Oh, my son, would you do what he says?
If you hurt her.
I said get out of my way.
Massey, if it's the last thing you ever do for me, would you just...
Massey, will you listen to your mother?
Yeah, so what's it going to be?
You're not going into that Jeep, boy.
Don't you jab me with that knife.
Get in the Jeep.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Get in.
No.
your man.
Oh, my God, Mrs. O has been stabbed.
Massey, I haven't. Go back to your mother.
Get off me, you pig. I've got rights.
The likes of you have no rights. Garda, you heard me read him his rights.
Of course I did, Serge.
Now you're learning.
Serge, I've got the knife.
Good. He won't see the light of day for a long time. Get him out of here.
Right, Serge.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Are you all right, son?
Never mind about me, ma'am.
Oh, Massey, it hurts. Is that blood I feel?
Shh, don't say anything, no, ma'am. They've called an ambulance. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on.
Here, Massey, look, take this pipe, put it on the wound. And you need to put plenty of pressure on it.
Oh, it hurts. That's my money he has. Don't let him get away.
He's been arrested, ma'am. Don't talk no, ma'am. Don't talk. You're going to be all right.
Mas, son. Bend down to me here. Massey, don't forget to clean your father's grave.
I won't, ma'am. I promise.
Stay with me, my stay, horse. Hold my hand. I'll never give up on you, Mas. Do you remember when you were a small boy?
Ma'am, don't talk now.
I used to sing to you when you couldn't sleep. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Jesus, ma'am, not now.
Merrily, 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 life is just...
Ma'am? Open your eyes, ma'am. No. No!
Massey, I came as soon as I heard. How's your mother?
I don't know, sir. No one will tell me.
So no news is good news?
The only thing I know is she's still in surgery.
Well, she's in good hands.
Mac, thanks for coming, lad. I don't know what I'm going to do if anything happens to her. I mean, if she...
Look, don't be thinking like that, Massey.
I can't help it. It's my fault she's in here. Oh, God, I'm sitting here thinking of all the things I did to her. I put her through hell, and she's always forgiven me.
So, Massey, that's the great thing about mothers.
If she comes out of this, do you know what? I'll change my ways.
There'll be plenty of time for that.
Do you remember when we nearly drowned?
As long as I live, I'll never forget it. Nor will Sheila.
How is Sheila?
Honestly, Massey, I don't know. She sees the children nearly every day. But they don't tell me much.
Do you know what, Mac? Life is short. I didn't realise how short it is. Sitting here, not knowing what's going to happen to my mother, puts everything into... You know, it makes things clearer, like.
Massey, she left and she can come back. I'm not chasing her. You know what women are like.
I don't know.
The truth is, Massey, I'd be prepared to do anything to get her back.
I know, but Mac, you don't know the difference between a weed and a rose. Sheila, she's a rose, and you biggered around like a headless chicken ever since she left.
I had noticed.
I know, and I've been saying not to give in to her. But I was wondering, maybe I was wrong. So the two of you belong to each other.
Massey, what's come over you?
Anything. When I was alone out there in the sea, Mac, not knowing whether I was going to live or die, I made a promise to the man above. If he ever got me out of it, I'd change.
Well, I haven't seen any change.
Sure. When I was lying in the comfort of the hospital bed, so I soon forgot about it, Mac. Do you know what? I'm thinking of going back to mass.
Sure, if it helps.
Mac, I didn't say I would. I said I was thinking about it.
Massey, look, there's a doctor heading this way.
Mr. O'Callaghan?
Yes, doctor. How's my mother?
Well, the surgery's been successful. Your mother's fortunate she's a strong woman. The knife didn't penetrate any vital organ.
Oh, thank God.
Your mother will be very sore for a while and will need looking after. The next few days we'll monitor her progress, and because she'll be living with you, and if there's no complications, she should be home by the weekend.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Thank you. Could I see her?
Well, she's asleep. What your mother needs now is rest. Maybe later.
All right. Oh, thank you again. Thank you again, Doctor.
God, that's great news, Mossy.
Mac, look at me. I'm shaking. Oh, God, I need a drink.
Sure, look, we can go across the road.
Mac, look, I won't. I don't want the smell of drink off me when she wakes up. Will you stay with me?
No bother at all, Mossy.
Come in. You wanted to see me?
Yes, is Jenny with you?
Yeah, she's right behind me.
Sorry, I was just finishing off the tables.
Come in. Mr. Hennessy and I have been discussing these alleged allegations against you. I'm referring to the misappropriations of monies from the main till. I brought you all together to resolve this once and for all.
There's an easy solution. Sack the culprits. They stand here right in front of you.
Mrs. Brown, I would never take anything from you. Do you know, some time ago, Mr. Hennessy accused me of taking 50 euro from that till.
And did you?
Of course I didn't.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
He told me not to. If I did, he said I'd lose my job. And I need this job.
Mr. Hennessy, is this true?
That never happened.
It did happen, exactly as I said.
Yeah, I remember Jenny telling me.
Well, this isn't true.
It is true. I didn't even want to bring him coffee because...
Go on, Jenny.
Because he would never keep his hands to himself. He gives me the creeps.
That's a lie. Can't you see what they're doing?
No, I can't. Mr. Hennessy, was it you who stole from the till?
I'm going to forget that you said that. Besides, you have no proof. It's my word against theirs. What reason would I have?
I'm just asking. I've asked everyone else.
I have no reason to rob you.
Yes, you had no reason to rob me. But you did.
I did not. You believed them before me.
Yes, I do. It's my own fault. Again, I was too trustworthy. I thought by getting in a manager, I would give myself a break. After the first few months, my profits nosedived. My accountant informed me that he felt someone was stealing from me.
I told you the same.
I was horrified to see it was you, Mr. Hennessy.
That's impossible!
I've had a hidden video system camera installed above the till. Mr. Hennessy, you can be seen pressing void, taking change from the till and pocketing the money. It clearly shows you stealing from the till on numerous occasions. What have you to say for yourself? I'm surprised you've nothing to say.
Oh, I have lots to say. I took the monies because I deserved it. This place was in the Middle Ages before I came here. I introduced new menus. If you and the public can't appreciate them, I'm sorry for you. I tried to streamline the staff and you wouldn't allow me. I've been trying to manage this place with my hands tied behind my back. It's obvious it's backwards you want to go and not forward.
Mr. Hennessy, about that new menu. It was a novelty at first, but now it's turning people off.
I wouldn't read too much into that trend.
Wouldn't I? How would you know? You're not around. You are also the source of tension among the staff.
No, I just want to...
You've said enough. You will not be here when I pick up the pieces and restore my trust in humanity. Your services are no longer required. You're fired. Sheila, Jenny, go back to work.
Oh, Mrs. McCarthy. Sheila. You don't mind if I call you Sheila?
I don't care what you call me.
Tell me, would you have eventually come back to my place?
Well, you'll never know, will you?
Does he mean that much to you?
Well, someone like you would never understand. I'll tell you something. If you don't drop the charges against my husband, you'll be sorry you ever crossed me. I will contact your wife, and we will blacken your name from the bottom to the top of Ireland.
Your husband is a fool if he lets you go.
Are you still here? Hennessy, get off my premises. Jenny, could you get everyone together, please?
Yes, Mrs. Brown.
If you didn't put the camera over the till, Mrs. Brown, you wouldn't have known who stole from you.
I lied.
Mrs. Brown, that's not like you.
Sometimes we have to lie if it means getting to the truth. Right, are we all here? Good. I'm sorry to have to tell you this. Mr. Hennessy has stepped down from his position of manager.
Oh, yes.
The good news is I'm asking Mrs. McCarthy to take over his position. That is, if she accepts.
I accept.
And Jenny?
Yes?
You leave me no alternative but to hire you full-time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Mrs. Brown. Thank you, thank you.
Right, everyone. Back to work. It's all yours, Mrs. McCarthy.
Jenny, open the doors for the customers, please.
Yes, Sheila. I mean, yes, boss.
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.